record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's Word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake, forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together our introit. with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, You show those in error the light of Your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to You. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is written in Isaiah chapter 40. To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is written in 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Alleluia and verse. We stand for the Holy Gospel. According to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, a little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father. So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
Be seated.
they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this evening is the Old Testament lesson read a few moments ago, Isaiah chapter 40, dear friends in Christ. Where is God? Where is God? Asks a nation, a city, a state, after it is ravaged by a disaster or touched by violence. Where is God? Asks the unbeliever scornfully, seeing all the suffering around him. Where is God? Asks the father as he buries his daughter. Where is God? Asks the man just lost his job with hungry mouths at home to feed. Where is God? Asks the couple who has lost a child in the womb. Where is God? Asks the woman who has just received a diagnosis of cancer. Where is God? Asks the woman, the widow, destitute and alone. Where is God? Says the small voice of a child standing at the tomb of his mother. Where is God? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Is God powerless? Can He not save? Are our sufferings too powerful for Him to do anything? Can cancer conquer Him? Can Alzheimer's or Lou Gehrig's? Is He weak and helpless against the tornado, the flood? Where is God? As a child suffers, as a family gathers at a funeral home, as a young woman lies in a hospital bed surrounded by wires and tubes. Where is God? Is He absent from the nursing home, the hospital bed, the ICU, the NICU? Is depression, alcoholism, mental illness too much for Him to deal with? Where is God? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Where is God? He does not save right now, so He must not be able to save. If God will not intervene, where do we turn? If God is powerless, who is powerful? In whom should we place our fear, our love, our trust? Is it tougher laws? A more powerful government that will save us from destitution and chaos? Do we place our reliance on doctors and medicines, specialists, experts who know all things? Do we trust in courts, in judges, to make right what God has left so wrong? If our suffering is greater than God can answer, then the solution must be greater than God. If God is absent, if God will not answer, then we must turn to the things of this world. They will become our gods. They will act. They will save. They must, for we have no other hope. Where is God? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Where is God? Why doesn't He intervene? Why doesn't He save? Why does He not act? Why does He leave me alone? Is His eye elsewhere, looking in favor on someone else? Why do others, who even despise His name, do well while I suffer? Why doesn't He act? Why doesn't He save? Why doesn't He see? Why doesn't He realize the pain and the hurt that fills my life? I am lost, abandoned, forsaken by Him. God has hidden Himself from me. I am hidden from His sight. He has disregarded my cause. He has left me to face the evil of this world by myself. Where is God's justice? Has He forgotten me? Does He remember me at all? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. God remembers you. Have you not known? Have you not heard? God remembers you. He does not forget any member of His creation, and He has not forgotten you. He who holds all creation in His loving hands, He is not too great to remember you. He is too great to forget you. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of His might. And because He is strong in power, not one is missing. He who knows every star by name knows you by name. He knows your sufferings. He knows your struggles. He knows your pain. Every hair on your head is numbered. Much more does He know your sufferings. And He is not idle. He is not absent. He goes into action. He has not forgotten you. And He sets Himself forth to do something about your sufferings. There is your God. There, on the cross, hanging there, suffering, dying for you. There is your God. Your God is Jesus Christ. God in the flesh. The good shepherd who lays down His life for the sheep. The suffering servant who serves up even His own life. Your God suffers all in your place, taking on your flesh and blood, then bearing your sin and your sin's penalty. Your God takes up your cause. He acts to vindicate you by giving Himself into death on your behalf. On the last day, your righteousness, now hidden behind a veil of suffering, will be seen by all. You will be vindicated. Your pleas have not gone unanswered. They have not been ignored. Jesus is God's reply to your cries for help. Jesus is God's answer to your sufferings. There is your God. He has not forgotten you. He has not abandoned you. He has not left you. There is your God. Have you not heard? Have you not known? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Your God does not become fatigued. He does not become weary. He will not tire. He will not end. He is eternal. He is all powerful. And that power is directed for your good. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. All human powers will fail. Their ability to end your suffering is only temporary, if they can relieve you at all. They cannot bring you the deliverance that you truly need. They cannot conquer suffering. They can only mitigate it. And even those efforts will ultimately fail. Only your God can conquer suffering. And only your God has. To whom then shall you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Not cancer, not heart disease, not Alzheimer's, not Lou Gehrig's, not tornadoes, not floods, not alcoholism, not depression, not death, not hell, not sin, not Satan. Nothing can conquer your God. Nothing is his equal. Nothing is like him. Nothing that you suffer in this world is more powerful than your God who hangs on the tree. And how do you know? That same God who hung on the tree rose again in victory on the third day. Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia! Amen! Easter gives to you the promise that all that you suffer will end. That all that you suffer will be eliminated. That sin, death, the power of the devil are defeated and will be eliminated. That you will be vindicated. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Your sufferings, no matter what they are, have been overcome. They have been defeated. Your God is the crucified one, and the one who was crucified is the one who was raised, who lives nevermore to die. God has not forgotten you. God has not abandoned you. He has not left you alone. Your God lives, and you will live also. Your God lives, and your sufferings will end. But not yet. Your victory has been won, but you do not yet see it. Your sufferings have been defeated, but they still cling to your flesh. God doesn't promise you a life of ease and victory when you become a Christian. Instead, he calls on you to wait. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Where is God when you suffer? He is with you, beside you, even to the end of the age, strengthening you, enabling you to wait, filling you with his words and promises. Jesus is God for you in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, feeding you with his body and his blood, filling your ears with his promises, and answering your cries for deliverance by pointing you to his cross. There is your God. He is the crucified one, the risen one, who triumphed over all of your enemies for you, to give you the promise of a place where suffering will be eliminated, where death will be no more. There, for eternity, you shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia! Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We stand for prayer found on page 207.
For all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of all of your children who are sick, sorrowful, suffering, questioning. Help us always and only to seek you where you promise to be found, in your clear and certain word and in your holy and precious gifts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great physician of body and soul, you chasten and you heal. We beg you to show mercy to all of your children who are sick or recuperating from surgery in any form of need. Bless them with healing unto life. Especially this day, we pray for Larry, Deb, Carol, Arlene, Cleo, Marianne, Connie, Brian, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless your word wherever it is spoken throughout the church. May it be a word of power, may it be a word of peace, may it be a word of forgiveness. Bless all those who are dedicated to proclaiming your word in its truth and purity. Be with all those who are preparing to be sent out as vicars, and for all those seminarians who are preparing to receive their first call. We ask for a special measure of your grace and blessing upon Christian Preuss and his family. Heavenly Father, keep Christian and all of these men faithful to you and to your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, as you have called us by name in the waters of holy baptism, as you have fed us with your word, as you have called us to make the good confession, we ask your blessings upon our junior confirmands, those who were able to make the good confession through their questioning last Wednesday, and those who will come before your altar this coming Sunday. Heavenly Father, bless Noah, Addison, Trevor, Jalen, Julia, Paige, Caitlin, and Michelle. Heavenly Father, may their confession be lifelong. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who come at your gracious invitation to receive the very body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under bread and wine. Bless us with eyes that see that He is not hidden, but really present with us and for us. And bless us with truly repentant hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address, so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that a God who is really present would be your source of joy in any and every sorrow. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
8 and following. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on Him our sin, giving Him into death that we might not die eternally. Because He is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in Him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. By his death, he has redeemed us from bondage to sin and death. And by his resurrection, he has delivered to us new life in him. Grant us to keep the feast in sincerity and truth, faithfully eating his body, given into death, and drinking his life's blood poured out for our salvation, until we pass through death to the promised land of eternal life. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We say it. The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing our Nunc Dimittis, page 211. God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for His sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, 488. And welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. If you noticed, we've got a bunch of bags of mulch laying around outside. We had a work day on Saturday. We got about half of it spread out. If you can help any time between now and Saturday to get the rest of it put out, feel free. Help yourself. You're on your own. We will gather again Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and hopefully we can finish up the project. So anytime on your own, otherwise we'll gather as a group Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. This coming Sunday is confirmation for our 8 junior confirmads. That'll be at the 10:30 service. Please keep them in your prayers. Bible study tonight in the fellowship hall. We'll keep looking at the penitential psalms, choir up in the balcony. Lifelight Job tomorrow at 1 o'clock, room 109. The homeschool choir concert, it's been in the news and notes for the last several weeks. The homeschool people that use our facilities on Thursdays providing a concert. That concert will be tomorrow, Thursday, 6:30. Tomorrow, Thursday, 6:30. It's a free conference, or free concert. We will have a free will offering to support KNNA Radio. So please join us. I promise the music will be great. Music will be great. Anything else, Pastor? Vicar? NLCS tomorrow? Come and join us. Anything else, Vicar? No, that's quite enough out of you. Have a great day and week and Easter season in Jesus.